This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a Build Your Future Career Day that's going to be happening at the LISD Tech Center relatively soon. Happy to have on the program with me to talk a little bit more about it, Pat O'Dowd, who is the Executive Director of the Home Builders Association of Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee Counties. Pat, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Thank you, Dale. I appreciate everything you guys do for us here at WLEN.
And we also have here Amy Heckel. Did I get that right, Amy?
Yes.
And Amy is the Supervisor of Work-Based Learning and Adult Learning at the LISD. Good to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here. We appreciate the opportunity.
Well, a Build Your Future Career Day is a really great idea, and I kind of wondered how this all got started, Pat.
Yeah, so the Home Builders Association is relatively new here in Lenawee County, or we're back after about a 10-year break, and one of our goals community-wide is to connect young people with the idea or the possibility of a career in the trades, and where better to start than with the LISD. And Amy and her team over there were just thrilled with the idea of having an event that would allow local tradesmen, local tradeswomen, professionals in the trades to talk to students directly about what it would look like to have a career in the trades and if there's any job openings. And so really it started with a conversation, and the National Housing Endowment approved our grant application, and it's been full steam ahead since.
Great, great. And this really ties in what you do at the LISD, doesn't it, Amy?
Yes, that's correct. We have two programs at the Tech Center that are around construction. So we have our first year building trades program. And then if they enjoy the field and want to stay in it, they can come back for second year. And that is our residential construction program. And we do work hard to get the students out on co-op opportunities or job shadows anytime we can. But we love the idea of bringing the employers to the students.
Yeah,
day.
Yeah, for sure. And this really does kind of is a, kind of like a win-win situation, Pat, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I would go as far as to say a win-win-win, the triple win. It's going to be great for the community because you're hopefully backfilling positions in the trade. It's great for the LISD because they're going to meet some new contractors and local professionals in the residential trades. And then it's good obviously for our organization and the students. So, yep, just wins all around.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, Amy, this is also good for the fact that students that may not think that maybe a four-year college or, you know, or something of that nature is for them, this is going to be another avenue for them to pursue, right?
Absolutely. You know, we've definitely done a better job, we being everyone, the state, the schools, our tech center, parents, at encouraging students to look at the trades. So they are starting to see that there are different routes for them. And we have a lot of students very interested.
I was going to mention, there's probably more of an interest in that now too, isn't there?
Yes, and more interest than we even have capacity. So we have invited all of the local districts to bring their juniors and seniors who may be interested in construction to the event as well.
Okay. And let's talk about the event. I mean, we're talking about this happening. Pat, when this is going to be held?
It's coming up this Thursday, May 7th, and it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the LISD Tech Center. I'll let Amy handle the address because I don't have that one memorized yet. But it's coming up this Thursday.
Yeah, and we're at 1372 North Main Street in Adrian, so just right north of the Spotted Cow.
Oh, right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and that's a good location to mention. Yeah. But, you know, this is certainly a great way to be able to bring the students as well as the those that are in this profession, Pat, to be able to kind of hook them together.
Yeah, it'll be direct conversation. So each tradesman or trades professional that is signed up will get approximately an 8-foot table, and they'll have some, you know, display items and things like that. And then students will be able to come up and talk to them directly and ask questions about what does it look like? What does your day look like? What does the day of a builder look like? What are the struggles that we, you know, might not anticipate? What are the joys of it? You know, what is it like to see a project all the way through to completion? So any aspect of the daily life of someone in the residential trades, the students will be able to ask them questions about it. And I think there's opportunities as well if, you know, like HCW Construction from Tecumseh, if they're hiring summer help and there's a student that's interested, potentially we'll hook them up with a summer job as well. And then who knows, maybe there's some career opportunities as well. So it should just be a really fun, energetic day, and we're hoping all of those juniors and seniors from Lenawee County stop out. And Dale, we also have more room for residential trades pros as well. If they're looking to connect for summer employment, career opportunities, or simply want to encourage young people for a career in the trades, we would encourage people to give us a call and sign up.
Okay, now they can just give you a call then, Pat, then to be able to do that?
Yes, they can reach out to Amy at the LISD, or they can reach out to me, 517-783-4800, or you can find the HBA of Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee online, and we're on Facebook all the time as well.
Okay.
So, yep, we have room. It's a pretty big space. And we want as many employers and trades professionals as possible, so the experience for the students is better.
Yeah, yeah. So, Amy, is there a particular way for people for them to contact you then?
Yeah, they could reach me at 517-265-1618. And also, if they look under work-based learning on the LISD Tech Center website, all of my contact information would be found there too as well.
So, I'll go from your perspective, Amy. What do you hope that the students take away from this day, this career day that you're going to be having?
I think the biggest thing I hope they take away is that they are who these employers are looking for. Sometimes, even though the students are getting a lot of experience, our residential construction kids are on the Habitat build this year with the Habitat for Humanity. But sometimes getting them to believe that they are ready for this and the employers value the knowledge that they've received thus far is not always easy. So when you get them in front of employers who do want to talk to them and are interested in what they've learned and having them work for them, it's cool to see the kids really realize that we weren't just telling them things.
Yeah.
We promise you. So just, you know, you kind of see that realization spread across them that I really can go to work in this field right from high school.
Definitely. And that's what, like Amy was saying, that's what the employers are looking for, right, Pat?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They want fresh. They want eager. They want, somebody that's willing to learn and wants to build a career for themselves. Because, Dale, the average age of a residential builder in Michigan right now is right around 53, 54. So these guys are starting to think about their succession plan. They're thinking about the next generation. Not all of them have families that are interested. And they need young minds, young bodies that are going to want to come in and learn the industry and you know, potentially have a full career in the field. So we've got to backfill the positions in the trades.
Yeah. Either one of you can answer this. So is things looking good in this profession, in the building trades that you're encountering? Pat, I'll go with you.
Yeah. So I'll give the story of my nephew, Ford Kennedy. He was a four-point student in high school. He had all the makings of an Ivy League student, but he honestly just didn't enjoy school that much. And so he decided that he wanted to go be an electrician. So he graduated high school with a 4.0, like I said, went to the IBEW, took their training class. He's 26 now, and he makes more money than I've ever thought about. He has no student debt. He's never taken on a loan, and he's got his journeyman's license. He recently just had his first baby. He's married. He owns a home. I mean, at 26, you know, and all of that was from his decision and belief in himself that, you know, he could do it. And so I would encourage anybody out there that if college isn't your path, consider a career in the trades. You're not going to have that debt, and yeah, you're going to have the rewards much sooner than a lot of times even a college degree will get you.
Yeah.
So now is a great time to enter the trades. It really is. It feels like the pendulum swung, and everybody in the community realizes that, you know, this is an important field, the trades. AI is probably not going to take away plumbers, pipe fitters. I don't think we're going to have robots building homes on site, you know, in the near future. So
Yeah.
It's a pretty safe career as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, you probably can echo that, right, Amy?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I don't think the hands-on sweat and blood and tears on a job site is going to be replaced by AI anytime soon.
That's right, yeah. And there's so much satisfaction that goes into this type of profession too, isn't there, Pat?
Oh, there has to be. You know, one of the biggest joys for me in my job is talking to a residential builder when they've gone through the process and they've built that home and the homeowners have moved in and then they get that teary call, you know, about how they've just made their dream come true and this family. You know, and think about that legacy. You've built a house,
yeah.
and this family's considering it their dream home, and it's there forever. I mean, that's just got to be an amazing sense of accomplishment. And really, you know, you're going to be able to look at that almost forever.
Yeah.
Say, wow, I
yeah.
built that. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Strongly encourage the trades. And events like this gives the students the opportunity, if they're not quite certain and they just want to have that conversation and they're a little bit nervous, come on out, have the conversations. You don't have to sign up for a job. You can ask any question you want. And the guys and gals that will be there to talk to the students understand the exact position the students are in, and they'll answer their questions honestly, and they'll encourage them. So,
well, and that's what you're looking at. I mean, that's what you would like to be able to see from the students, right, Amy?
Right. We want them to ask all the questions, all the things they've wondered, all the, you know, the ideas they have in their mind, and even just what's a day look like
yeah.
with your company.
Yeah.
A lot of the students don't understand all the different types of careers there are within the construction and building trades industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have electricians, you have plumbers, you have glazers that do all the glass work.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know, so there's so many different avenues, and I think most of them just think about the swing and the hammer part, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I love the fact that we have the opportunity to have all those different types of trades professions in the room, and they can see all the different opportunities.
This is what a great opportunity this is going to be, Amy. You know,
yeah.
This is fantastic.
We're very excited.
Yeah. So, again, the career day is going to be when and where,
yep,
Pat?
It's this coming Thursday, so that's May 7th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the LISD Tech Center, and the address is
1372 North Main Street, Adrian, Michigan.
So all the, you said juniors and seniors yes. are going to be able to attend this?
Yes, we have invited the local schools to bring all of their juniors and seniors that seem to be interested. A couple have asked if they can bring younger, if they just have interests and questions, and we said we're not turning anyone away.
So, excellent, excellent, yeah. This is a great opportunity, and you know, I really am impressed about the collaboration between you, Pat, and you, Amy, with putting this together, and I think this is really awesome and something to really take advantage of. So, and again, you know, you're still looking for contractors that are interested in participating, Pat?
Yeah, absolutely, and again, it's just a two-hour commitment. You don't have, there's no financial commitment. We're going to give you some snacks and some beverages, and we're going to bring a couple hundred, hopefully, students in front of you, and it should be a fun day. So yeah, anybody that's in those residential trades or commercial trades, if they're interested in connecting and developing relationships with the workers of tomorrow,
yeah.
they should definitely be there.
Absolutely, yeah. And then they can reach out to you, right, Pat?
Yep. Our phone number is 517-783-4800. You can find us on Facebook. There's actually an event, Build Your Future Career Day, on Facebook. All the information is there, or they can contact Amy or anyone else at the LISD, and I'm sure they'll point them in the right direction.
Anything else about that day we haven't mentioned so far, Amy?
I think I would just want to encourage any contractors as well, even if they're not in a position to hire, just if they are willing to share their industry and their career with the kids, they don't have to have open positions to attend this event.
Good point.
That's a very good point. Thank
yes,
you.
Yeah, absolutely. Pat, anything else you want to add to?
No, we're just excited to partner with Amy and the LISD, and we're super appreciative for everything WLEN has done for us as we've entered the Lenawee County market, and we hope that the community supports and understands that we're here to try to make the community better.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank Amy Heckel, with the Supervisor of Workforce work-based, I'm sorry, learning and adult learning at the LISD. Amy, thank you so much for all that you have done for this and putting this day together.
Thank you for having us and for helping us get the word out. We always appreciate that.
Absolutely. We appreciate everything that the LISD does. There's such a vital importance here in the community. And Pat O'Dowd, who is the executive director of the Jackson Hillsdale Lenawee Home Builders Association, thank you for all that you've done, too, to put this together as well.
Thank you. It's an honor.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.